The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Mead. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Looney Lewis. And today, as we continue with the habit building series, we are going to talk about today the framework behind all of our habits. Because once we understand the fundamentals behind why we form habits and how to build habits, we will realize how the best and fastest way to create new habits, because it seems to be a challenge. And that's where habit rewiring comes in, because habit rewiring combines the best of hypnotherapy with a unique habit building method for permanent, lasting change. So you can go from 40% of potential to 100% performance by rewiring and reprogramming the subconscious mind for success. And habit rewiring quickly gets at the heart of your subconscious issues that are causing you physical or emotional blockage. Once we access the subconscious mind, we can transform unwanted self-limiting behaviors, beliefs, and habits into more productive ones. That is why I am teaching you about habits and the foundation of habits, so that when we get ready to do habit rewiring, it is quite easy to make the transition, to experience the transformation. So with no further ado, here is the framework for building new habits. As you recall in our last episode, we learned that all behavior is driven by the desire to solve a problem. The ultimate purpose of a habit is to solve the problems of life with as little energy and effort as possible. This effort-saving instinct is a huge advantage. An efficient brain allows us to stop thinking constantly about basic behaviors. Let me tell you a story. Doing a study at MIT in the early 1990s, rats were placed in a maze with a partition between them and a piece of chocolate. At first, the rat explored the maze, sniffing around, going left, going right, trying to make it to the chocolate. After several trials and error, it made it to the reward, the prize, which was the chocolate. An interesting thing happened, though. The rat's brain activity changed as it moved through the same route hundreds of times. The rat stopped sniffing corners, taking wrong turns. Instead, they zipped through the maze faster and faster. Due to this, mental activity in the brain decreased. As the route became more and more automatic, the rat started thinking less and less. Do you know why? Because a habit is born. Remember, habits are formed to help us solve problems faster and faster. There are two frameworks that is behind every behavior we do. Charles Duhigg calls it the habit loop in his book, The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life and in Business. This process within our brains is a three-step loop. First, there is a cue, a trigger that tells your brain to go into automatic mode and which habit to use. Then there is a routine, which can be physical, mental, or emotional. Finally, there is a reward, which helps your brain figure out if this particular loop is worth remembering for the future. Over time, this loop, cue, routine, reward, becomes more and more automatic. The cue and reward becomes intertwined until a powerful sense of anticipation and craving emerges. Eventually, a habit is born. Now, James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits, added craving to the loop and called it the four stages of habit. Both authors did an outstanding job of outlining the science of habit formation. So this process from James is now a four-step loop. First, there is a cue, a trigger that tells your brain to do something. It creates a craving, a desire, a motivation for you to take action. That act is known as the response. The routine is what you do to get the reward. The reward satisfies the craving and you are a happy camper. Here's an example. You hit a stumbling block on a project at work, the cue. You feel stuck and want to relieve your frustration, the craving. You pull out your phone and check social media. That's your response, your action, your routine. You satisfy your craving to feel relieved. That is your reward. Checking social media becomes associated with feeling stalled at work. That habit is now formed. Remember classical conditioning? You remove stimulus, the original stimulus, and stimulus two will elicit the same response you wanted. That's essential what just happened here. So all new habits proceed through these four stages in the same order. The cue, the craving, the routine, and the reward. In the next episode, we will discuss how to identify the cue.
Thank you for tuning in. Please do like and subscribe and tell a friend that this series is going on, this podcast is happening, because it helps others find it and get the same value that you're getting from this podcast. And if you're looking for habit rewiring with me, please do find the link on the notes below and we'll connect there, because I would love to help you rewire those old habits so you can start creating and designing brand new habits to suit your new you. Stay blessed and I will see you at the top of your best morning routine ever. I'll see you in the next episode.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.